Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress.
Quote, 51 Republican senators just voted to cut Medicaid by $1 trillion and Medicare by $500 billion so that millionaires and corporations can get a tax cut. It's immoral and despicable, close quote, said T.J. Helmstetter, a spokesperson for Americans for Tax Fairness, in a statement immediately following the vote. The budget resolution itself is non-binding. It has no force of law. With the Senate resolution now in place, a reconciliation process can begin with Republicans in the House, meaning the GOP can shoot for a tax bill without a single Democratic vote. Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, called the vote a dark deed and urged people nationwide to stand up and fight back against what the budget represents. For the budget resolution to have legs, though, it must be a concurrent resolution agreed upon by both the House and the Senate. Now, we haven't had that since 2009. The versions in the two chambers are profoundly different in every important respect. And not only that, but they put resolutions in there that conflict in many ways with President Trump's proposed budget. So both houses of Congress and the president will have to eventually agree on a budget, and then the concurrent resolution must include reconciliation instructions, so there is a way forward that precludes filibusters in the Senate, where the Democrats would no doubt block it. The measure is estimated to add $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years, contains about $5.1 trillion in spending cuts, including those massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. Quote, this nasty and backwards budget greenlights cuts to Medicare and Medicaid in order to give a tax break to big corporations and the wealthiest Americans, according to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. It shifts the burden from the wealthy and puts it squarely on the back of the middle class and blows a hole in the deficit to boot, close quote. But the chairman of the Budget Committee, Senator Mike Enzi, Republican of Wyoming, has rebutted these claims. Let me be clear, he said. The budget we have put forward does not cut Medicare. Medicare spending increases every year. The budget could also pave the way for opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska to oil exploration. If you have an opinion on the Senate budget resolution and future resolutions in the House, you can contact your senators and congresspeople. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.